Along with Jim Lee, it's Eric Hansen in Farmington, Illinois, with the Farmington Farmers boys basketball team, who are Hometown Heroes of the Week. Let's meet the Farmington Farmers boys basketball team.
Point guard, number 12, Jed Anderson, sophomore.
Jack Fletcher, number 3, sophomore, forward.
Forward, Thrill Anderson, sophomore, number 44.
Dylan Hayden, guard, junior, number 5.
Rashawn Bain, point guard, number 4, senior.
Eric Higgs, junior, shooting guard, number 33.
Steven Gilstrap, senior, 42, post.
Caleb Gilstrap, I'm a junior forward, number 20.
Jared DePriest, number 30, forward, and I'm a freshman.
I'm Blake Mattson, number 24, guard, junior.
The Reed Berry, number 32, senior, point guard.
Jacob Uraz, number 14, sophomore, guard.
Nick Johnson, number 41, sophomore, forward.
John Ray, number 11, forward.
Trey Swearingen, 31, senior forward.
Hometown Heroes of the Week, FM 95, the Farmington Farmers boys basketball team. Coach Jeff Otto to join us to talk about what's been a really good year for you guys. Congratulations, 20 wins.
Well, it's been a fun ride. We've had to battle through some injuries, so I think it's a credit to a lot of the kids, not just the ones that are getting all the glory for the points, but some of these other role players who stepped up when they needed to, and you know, have then had to step back into certain roles when these guys got healthy and came back. So it's been a blast. You know, this is one of those seasons that's going by way too fast, and I hope that they enjoy it as much as I am. You know, it's still, you start to feel a little bit more pressure, and you're trying to make sure that you get ready for that next game. It's hard to enjoy some of these wins because you're trying to make sure that you are prepared. But, you know, this is the most wins I've ever had as a coach, so it means a lot to me. And these are a great group of kids, so I'm glad it's happened with them.
Did you envision this kind of success coming into the year?
I think we had some goals set, and 20 wins was one of those goals. But then we had to go through some of the injuries that we had, and you kind of started to look at, you know, were you going to be able to get to 20? You know, and I think our schedule has been favorable for us. You know, some of the tougher teams in the conference we've had at home. So, you know, it was kind of set up for us, and I think we had the opportunity. So we, like I said, we set that as a goal, but yeah, it things have worked out for us, and we've had to get by the skin of our teeth in a couple of these games here lately, because you know that when you come in, you're going to get the other team's best shot. So teams are prepared, and these guys have answered the challenge for most of the season.
Yeah, to get the 20 wins is cool, but to go undefeated in the conference, you don't get that opportunity very often.
No, and that was not, you know, we talk about the conference, but our goal is regional. And, you know, we really haven't spent a whole lot of time talking about the conference games and what's coming up. We have just tried to put ourselves in a good position to make a run at a regional championship. And we've talked about if there's anything that comes along with that, whether it's the tournament wins at Macomb or the tournament wins at the beginning of the season in the Spoon River tip-off, that's great. But the goal is to be playing for a regional championship.
Yeah. This team, is it made up of a lot of seniors, a lot of guys with experience? Tell us about it.
Well, we have some good senior leadership. And you talk about some guys, you know, Trey Swearingen, he is a senior and has carried us, you know, through the good part of the season. And he's averaging about 20 points a game, and he does a lot of little things, a lot of intangibles. He's the coach on the floor. He sees things. He makes everybody better. And then Reed Berry, with his leadership as a senior, he's more of a vocal leader, and he keeps everything loose. But he's one of those guys that I think we absolutely have for us to be successful. And then some of the other seniors that we've had, John Ray, Rashawn Bain, and Steven Gilstrap, who have been in role positions, but they have bought in, you know, and you need that type of senior leadership for these younger kids to see. But a lot of good young players coming up through. Our sophomore group is still undefeated at this point, so there's a lot of things to look forward to in the years to come. But we want to enjoy what we're doing right now, too.
To get this award, of course, it's not just victories, it's a popularity contest, so to speak, and you had a lot of folks that voted for you over here.
Well, we need to thank especially our cafeteria staff, because I know that when the kids were coming through lunch, they were wanting those kids to sign those papers and sign those all those forms for us, and they were really behind it. So, you know, the teachers, very supportive, and the community overall. This, when I started here 3 years ago, the stands were not as full as they are now, and that's a tribute, I think, number one, to the types of kids that we have, but also, you know, it's always good to have some success, but there's a lot of buzz around this town again, and it's nice to have.
Keep having fun, and congratulations on Hometown Heroes of the Week.
All right, thank you very much. We appreciate it.
Let's get weird on three.
One, two, three, let's get weird!